We ask it in your name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Now, talk about a tough act to follow, George Wood. That's going to be tough. But we're going to be talking about develop through training. And you've already seen this formula, but let's go ahead and put it on the screen. The next slide, the growth formula, more churches equals more men equals more boys. Now, you've heard that. We believe it. But it also means there's something we got to realize, we've got to pick out of that. And that is, part of our growth formula is, you have proximity to the people that we need to influence, and that is the local leader, the local church. As district leaders, you have proximity that we do not have at the national office. And we need to look at ways to leverage that and to be able to use that to God's glory. I wanted just you to take a moment and think back to your first Royal Ranger training experience. For some of you, like me, that's a while ago, 1979, October. I went to my very first training event. And I met a man that I immediately took to because he was confident, he was sharp, and I think he was the smartest man in the world because he seemed to have answers to all those problems and questions I had about Royal Rangers and how to run Royal Rangers and what it was. And I mean, I went into the program with kind of a history of, it was babysitting. I'd have been a youth director for 2.5 years. My view of Royal Rangers is they're just a bunch of babysitters. But this guy hammered on me and hammered on me. I finally volunteered to go in and help. I went in one night and thought, you know, it could be more than that. But it wasn't until I met this man and he began to explain to me how it worked. And he began to explain to me through training how I could build the tools I need and get the tools I need to be a successful leader, that it clicked. Let's go to the next slide. Success attracts people. You want to be part of something successful, don't you? Something with that's meaningful, something that's transcending cause. Isn't Rangers give you opportunity for success? Is Rangers meaningful, a transcending cause? It's like you got, yes, I got it. I love that picture. It's just like, you don't wonder where the rest of that sand is, but it's like he's got the sand. He's succeeding. He's doing something well. And we have the ability through training to kind of give that feeling to our leaders. You can be successful. How we as an organization respond to the churches is important. When we offer top-notch training, Ranger Basics, Ranger Essentials, get it to them where they need it, when they need it, you're going to build trust, and you're going to build confidence, and you're going to build relationship with them. But if they have to wait 12 months till the next time it comes around in a cycle to get something, and I know this is causing this quandary. How do we do it? We can do it, and God's going to help us do it. We need to address the needs as quickly and impact them the best we can and do it with quality. Let's go to the next slide. We have been doing this for years, haven't we? We have a great tradition in training. As a matter of fact, over the past 45 years, let me just run through a bunch of things that we have done and seen. We had correspondence, training courses, classroom instruction, organization class, coordination class, counseling class, camping class, and Mike's there smiling, yeah, I had them all. We had an LMA, but not just an LMA, we had a blue LMA, then we had a red LMA, then we had a blue and a gold LMA. We had national training events, NTC, ANTC, NTT, NCE, Winter NTC, Junior Training Events, Eagle Rock Adventure Camps, Instructor Certification, ICS, IT, Leader Manuals, and revised Leader Manuals, Junior Leaders Guides. We had an LTA. We have a great history of training in Royal Rangers. And we could say, yes, we have a great history of Royal Rangers and training, and let's just keep it all, and where will it lead us? Is it sinking in? You'll notice with all these trainings, we kind of built upon something else, and we replaced something with something else, and built upon something else, and replaced something with something else. We have a tradition of also modifying our training to meet the urgent needs, don't we? And that's what we have been doing. Since 2007, we began a process of exploring and looking at Raw Rangers, where we were, where we were going. And we looked at curriculum, and yes, we looked at training, we looked at vision, we looked at purpose, we looked at all those things. Let's go ahead and go to the next slide. Because with the next slide is the image I want you to capture. And the image is, what's in the horizon? What's in the distance? And we took this time in 2007, 2008 to begin to look into the horizon and say, where do we want to go? Where do we need to go? And what will it take to get there? And yes, it will mean we might have to change our training and maybe even some of our philosophy of training and our techniques of training to get there. Because we had to look at things, and yes, what we had was good, but will it get us where we're going to go? And we had to decide, yes, there are things we're going to keep, and there's things we have kept. Yes, there are things we need to just modify and update. Yes, we're doing that. And there's some things we just have to create anew, and we're doing that. Let me give you an abbreviated list right now, and then we're going to go to this next slide, of things that we have done just in the last few years. We now have a Ranger Ministry Academy defined. We have Ranger Leader Advancement Levels, Ready, Safety, Trained, Advanced, Continuous Learning Electives. Ranger Basics has been revised. Ranger Essentials was created. National Ranger Ministry Camp was created. World Class Outpost has been revised twice. Organizational Leader Track, Bronze, Silver, Gold, Platinum. Leader Manual revised twice. Ranger Safety now moved to an online course. Training Academies to certify instructors now. And EEC is being piloted right now. New Boys Handbooks revised and are now available. Guys Journey to Servant Leadership is done and out. 12 Leadership Merits created. Final 6 still in development. Junior Leadership Foundations is created. The JBEI was created. And this is the revision of the JBEI. We also have Spanish translations done in Ranger Basics, Ranger Essentials, and National Ranger Ministry Camp. Most of the necessary tools are done and in place and ready for you to use right now. Can I be a little transparent? And I'm just going to share, you know, from the inside my feelings a little bit. I'm an achiever. When you look at my strengths, one of the top of my strengths is an achiever. And you know what that means? I expect to accomplish something every single day. And I'm looking back at where I want to go, and I got that horizon, and I sometimes forget what I've done in the past. And I forget what we've accomplished or what we've done. I'm always looking to what's next. Okay, yesterday was great. What about today? And I've actually been kind of beating myself up about, well, this isn't done yet, and that's not done yet. And I wanted this to be done here, and it's not done here. And, you know, sometimes I get reinforced by voices that come and speak in my ear. I'm a big boy. I can take it because you got to hear it. But I began to actually think, you know what? Maybe I'm just not doing a good job. Maybe we're just messing it up and failing. And I was really, just before this conference, I was really beating myself up. And then I started putting this list together, and I says, God, when did you do all this stuff? And it's because the team, this room is filled with people that have helped make these things happen. We may not be getting there as fast as we want, but we're getting there. Amen? And it's okay to challenge ourselves to even push harder. And I push myself hard, and I push you guys hard too, don't I? And everybody on my team says, yes, you do. But there's a purpose. Excellence is earned. Accomplishment is earned. You just don't get it for showing up. And in training, we are working hard to give you the tools that you need. I better get back in my notes. Let's go to the next slide. We have a new chart. Did you see that in there? And the other chart was good, but we went ahead and updated the chart a little bit. Let me just give you a rundown of what's on that chart. It's in your book. Give you a chance to flip to it and take a look at it. The Ranger Ministry Academy is designed to be classroom, online, and event training. We've combined all of our training together instead of a lot of different little areas to be. Look at number one, the church leader. I am happy to announce to you today that we have ready to pilot Ranger Orientation, which is a method of presenting to the church leaders. And you've been calling for this. It's one of the things I've beat myself up over. To present to the church leaders using the 2.0 material, but this is, and we're working on giving you two formats, a short version and a longer version. And it's got everything you need with instructor guides and a PowerPoint and everything to help present Royal Rangers to church leaders. Very professionally done, and the team has done a great job. I've actually asked them to pilot that in the next few weeks in a couple more places, and then we will be releasing it out to the districts for you to use it as you feel you need to use it. It's going to the district directors, and it'll be an AG passport, and you don't have to be an instructor to use it. Support staff. Right now we have Outpost Committee and Outpost Chaplaincy. Online courses are online. You can take them right now. The junior leader, we have Junior Leadership Foundations was created and is actually being revised right now. The leadership merits, we've got four of each group, six done and out and ready for you to use right now. The patrol system has been one of those things that we kept, but we're just reinforcing it. And we even have what's called now the GLT. What's the GLT? Group Leadership Team. These are the areas that the boys begin to actually learn how to be leaders. We have district leadership camps, merit camps, action camps, outpost leader advancement levels, and the Ready Leader, Ranger Basics, Ranger Essentials with practical applications. It's not just go to an event and get an award or a training designation. We want you to put it into practice. So that, and that's part of it. It's not listed on here, but if you go to the website, it's there and it's on the application. What are they? We want you to witness to a boy, preferably, or anybody. What? We should witness to somebody? Yes. We want you to witness to a boy. We want you to work on group meetings. We want you to read Maximize Manhood. How dare we ask you to do those things? Ranger Safety. You do the Ranger Safety course. It's available online. And you can plan a safe activity with boys. Also, you need to read. What do they got to read? Preventing Child and Substance Abuse. Why? Because it's rampant. We need to be able to recognize the signs, and we need to deal with that. We got the Train Leader, where we ask you to go to either National Ranger Ministry Camp or NEEC. And again, you're asked to witness to at least one person and to teach a leadership merit. I said I was kind of hard on people, wasn't I? We kind of pushed you a little bit. Advanced, we want you to go to World Class Outposts. We want you to witness to somebody else and then help recruit somebody to get involved somehow, some way into Royal Rangers. We have the Organizational Leader, where we challenge you spiritually to go beyond. We challenge you to develop a well-rounded ministry competencies and to enhance your leadership aptitudes. We all have abilities to lead. We want you to expand them. Don't just stay where you're at. Become a better leader. Now, part of that is the educational process. And at this time, Steve, would you please come on up? Steve, I'm going to do a little interview. Steve is here with Global University. And I'd like him to come up. And I'm just going to take a moment, and sitting doesn't mean I'm going to be here long. Don't get too comfortable here. But I'm going to ask him a couple questions about, and I'm in the middle of doing global. Now, you notice that I've got two of them over here. I haven't got my third one yet. I'm working on it. But I've got a couple questions that I want to ask you. And I want you to give us some. First of all, is it important to identify the specific Royal Ranger Organizational Leadership Diploma track? I mean, do we have to identify ourselves as taking Royal Ranger material when we sign up?
Yes, absolutely. I'm the department chair for the Brain School of the Bible at Global University. And yes, we have a Royal Ranger Organization Leadership Diploma. And when you apply either online or on the paper application, if you were to indicate that, that would help us and help the national office to track who's in that program and who's going through the organization leadership training.
Now, I see we've got on the screen the Berean School of the Bible. We've got it actually on a screen there. And if you look down near the bottom, it says Royal Rangers Leadership Diploma. So they go to the website and they click on that bottom button and it'll take them to the next page where it breaks it all down, right?
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
Good. Well, I mean, do we know how many people are that we can track that are doing courses or whatnot, or how many courses we've done?
Well, as right now, it's roughly about 300 courses for about 98 students.
Wow, Awesome.
Yes, and that's now, because they have declared this diploma on their application.
How many we have out here? About 400? Okay, well, we're about a quarter of the way there with this group.
Yes.
Can we do better? Absolutely. Okay, so that's a good start, though. But is there a possibility there might be more that we don't know about that are out there?
Yes, there could be a lot more that's out there, because what has happened is some students, some of you men out there, have come to Berean School of the Bible many years ago, and you might have been working on the Ministerial Studies Diploma, which is fine. Those courses also cross over to the Royal Ranger.
He's talking about me.
Royal Ranger Organization Leadership Diploma. And so there could be a lot more of you that's in our system. We just don't know who you are because how that's been tracked, you know.
Yeah, you got to identify Royal Ranger track or you might end up counted somewhere else. Okay, so if I complete all the global courses on this diploma program, do I get any kind of educational recognition for any kind of credentialing or anything if I wanted?
Yes, absolutely. If you complete the bronze and the silver tier of the Royal Ranger Organizational Leadership Diploma, that will qualify you to apply for certified credentials at your local Assemblies of God district. Once you complete the gold and the platinum, you have met the educational requirements for the license credential.
Oh, okay, so there are other things you might have to do, but the educational ones you've actually can satisfy by just taking this course.
Yes.
And I even understand that you can get it on ebook format now. Like, yeah,
yes.
Ooh, we don't have that to show you, but he was just showing me over there. Well, let me ask you this. Do I have to, you know, get credentialed if I do this?
No, just by simply taking Berean courses does not obligate you to go for credentialing. A lot of times people associate the Berean School of the Bible courses with credentialing. You know, so they'll say, well, I don't want to do Berean because I don't want to become a minister. Well, Berean is more than just credentialing. Do we meet the credentialing requirements? Absolutely. But Berean is more than that. You can use these courses for personal enrichment in Bible theology and ministry. You can also use these courses for Sunday school curriculum, for discipleship, for adult Bible study.
Okay. Well, I've discovered that. I've read the Bible. There's something about studying the Bible. There's a difference. And I will tell you this, with the Berean materials, you study the Bible, and you really have to study the Bible to get those questions. But it's I've noticed in my own, when I'm studying this, I get much deeper. When I'm looking at the scriptures, when you read it sometimes, but when you study, you pull so much more out of it. Mm-hmm. And I personally have seen much more of an enrichment in my own life. Well, I want to thank you very much, and you're going to be out here in the lobby.
Yes, our booth is
right out
here. And
you're going to be out here with one of your other, your global university.
Yes, with a Berean faculty member. And I would like to say this, that if anyone's out there, and maybe you have started on your Royal Ranger Organization Leadership Diploma a while ago, and maybe you got busy, you got sidetracked, and you have not got back to it, and maybe it's been a while, maybe you're inactive, come and talk to me. If you're really serious about starting up again, we can work something out and get you going.
All right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Let's give him a hand and thank him for coming and giving us some information. Good insight. We're going to go again to our next slide, and we're going to finish off now. We've talked about the organizational leader, and then we also have the trainer. And we have a system of being able to train our leaders. And again, we want to train them to be reflecting what we're going to be expecting from our outposts. Let's go ahead and go to the next slide. So my question to you as a district is, what is your training strategy? Do you have one? Sometimes we just get busy and we actually don't have a strategy. A key strategy would be to develop good instructors, wouldn't it be? And how are you going to be connecting with these leaders, but Ranger Basics, Ranger Essentials? Have you got a team? Are you developing teams and the many teams that you can get to be able to go out? Or do you just have two or three guys and that you think is enough? What happens if they have a date that's not open? What happens if they move? One thing about strategy is be planning for the future. So when you're building your strategy, and everybody's strategy is going to be a little bit different in your district because you have different geographic areas. You have different things with weather. There's times, some of you may not train certain times of the year. Some of you guys in Arizona, a good time to do some of this training is when? In the winter. And some of you in some places, the best time to do some things is the winter, because in the summer, everybody's out fishing and swimming and hunting, and they're gone. Alaska's one of them. So the best time for them to do is when the weather's bad, because they don't go anywhere. Captive audience. So begin to develop your training strategy. In your training, in your book on 5.2.1, the Training Academy Overview, there's a page I want you to turn to. 5.2.1. And I've had requests from district directors and say, I want a clear understanding of what it takes for the certification process for instructors. And we heard you. And it took us a little while because we wanted to draft something that was very concise, and it's something that our training team put together. And we're not going to read that now, but I want you to kind of make sure you do read that later. And it's the process of what you do to get your guys certified. But the, one of the key things in there near the very beginning is we're asking you to help prepare the instructors before they get there, your potential instructors. The best way to do that is through student training. How do you know if somebody's going to be a good student or a good trainer or not? How do you just say somebody, he looks sharp, we're going to send him on? No. What you do is you kind of, and what they did with me, they ID'd me. As soon as I graduated out of my last class, they had me in co-instructing the next session. They said, I want you to go in there, and I want you to be a co-instructor with this guy, and we want you to just do this little part and watch what we do and talk me through it. And they mentored me. And within 3 training events, they said, you're ready to go get certified. When I went to go get certified, it wasn't hard. I wasn't blown away. I didn't know you were going to expect that from me, because I had already been mentored. So districts, part of your strategy will be to be looking for potential instructors and then start the mentoring process through student teaching. And that way you pair them up with a good instructor, and they begin to help teach them and help them to learn what to do and how to answer the questions and what do you do with a difficult student. And you have a key role again there. So when you recommend somebody to be certified, it's almost a sure thing. You know, it takes a leader to mentor new leaders. Now we're going to hit a little bit close to home for some of you. You can't mentor somebody to be a better mentor than you actually are. If you want people to really grow, then you must continue to grow. Your district must have all levels of mentors. You need to be mentoring somebody and being mentored. And if it takes a mentor to mentor new leaders, then we must be mentoring each other, and we must be being mentored by somebody else. Am I right? And you need to take these new guys in and mentor them, not just throw them out there and say, here's the stuff, figure it out. Mentor them, and they will be successful. They will have that bunch of sand in their hand, and they will be successful. Now, there is one area I want you to look at in your book, and it's 5.1.4. I want you to turn to that. 5.1.4. In the second paragraph from the bottom, I don't normally read what we're teaching, but I want to read it. I want you to underline it. I want you to highlight it. It says, all these things are done in alignment with accordance with national guidelines. Training methods should mirror the philosophy of the curriculum. 100% of what we teach and the learning methods we use must be worthy of being imitated by the leaders in their weekly meetings and outings. Otherwise, there is a disconnect between what we teach and what is applicable in my outpost or in the outpost. Any instruction we offer or methods we model in our training that we have to conclude with a caveat, by the way, don't do this way in your outpost, is a lost opportunity to model what the students could do, and ultimately a waste of time. If we are to raise up leaders who know how to offer hands-on learning, the relationship-building opportunities, we must model it. Just let that sink in. We at the national office are taking that to heart, and you're noticing that our national training events, we are trying to model what we expect the outpost, how we expect them to be run, how we expect them to respond to each other. In our training that we're developing, we are desperately trying to communicate that we must build relationships, because when we build relationships, then we can mentor them. Let's go to the next slide. Our curricular and our training philosophies should merge together, not separate unto themselves. There should be this merging together where things come together. Now let's go to the next slide. Let me show you what it could look like for some places. Now on the one side over there, to your right, they merge together. They're on a straight path. But on the left side, what happens when everybody's got their own path? Chaos! It is. If everybody's got their own agenda, you don't get anywhere. And tell me, now right now, I think we took that picture right outside the airport. Let me tell you how many times I've got lost trying to get back in here. Finally, my wife said after three tries, says, I made it in one try. The point I'm trying to make is our training and our curriculum must blend together. What we're saying and what we're teaching need to have a clear path. They should be in alignment with each other. That means I've had to make some adjustments in my own attitudes, in my own preconceptions about how to do things. Why? Who wants to be part of anything on the left? It's frustrating. But be part of something that's got clear sailing, where we can get that path. Don't you just love when you get on the highway, you can actually push that pedal a little bit and make it go a little bit faster, and you've got a clear path? Or you got to slow down so much because you never know when the next turn's coming. I mean, which road would you rather be on? Well-trained adult and junior leaders are critical to growth and success of Royal Rangers. Training is critical to our success. Now, let's go to our last slide. You've already seen this one before. This is our dilemma. How do we train these four completely different guys? We have to find a way. We may have to modify our own, the way that we're going to approach these guys. But it's critical that we offer training to all of them. Amen. That we help them all to succeed. Because if they all succeed, what is going to happen? We will explode with growth. And it's through development. So men, I give you this challenge. Let's meet the needs of all our leaders. Let's do the best we can to sacrifice maybe some of our own things we got to sacrifice to reach these men and these women and to give them the tools they need. Thank you, gentlemen.